account over Iran's seizure of a British-flagged oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz, with Britain issuing a stern warning to Tehran. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt said Saturday he had had a long conversation about the situation with Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif, and Britain is still hoping to work out a diplomatic solution.
Our priority continues to be to find a way to de-escalate the situation. That's why I reached out to the Iranian foreign minister. That's why due process in Gibraltar continues. But we need to see due process happening in Iran as well.
Iran's powerful Guardian Council said Saturday the seizure was in response to Britain's participation in the capture 2 weeks ago of an Iranian oil tanker transporting more than 7.5 million liters of Iranian crude oil near the British territory of Gibraltar. Britain maintains that that oil was bound for Syria in violation of EU sanctions. Nearly half the United States is sweltering under a massive heat wave this weekend. As AP's Julie Walker reports, it's not just people feeling the heat of the extreme weather.
Brett Muhammad Pullen was walking his two chow chows, which have giant manes of fur and can't stay out in the heat too long.
You can tell they're getting tired and hot and panting and just want to go home.
His rule of thumb when it comes to walking his dogs in the concrete jungle that is New York.
Basically, if you're walking and it's too hot for your feet, it's too hot for their paws.
Nick Ramirez wanted to be anywhere but outside in 90-degree weather, walking his dachshund mix. His technique when the ground gets too hot.
I guess I'll probably carry her over to the grass.
Julie Walker of AP. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with Ecuador's President Lenin Moreno on Saturday, reiterating U.S. support in the